Hello and welcome to the Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here today with John Trapani, Anthony Trapani, and Greer Dalpe from Grill 3501, just west of Allentown, and Zest, opening soon in South Bethlehem. John is the co-owner of both. Anthony is going to be the manager of Zest, and Greer is the manager of Grill 3501 and the GM of Zest. We have a full house today, and I want to welcome you to the Inside Dish.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
John, let's start with you. How did you get into the restaurant business, and how did that ultimately bring you to Grill 3501?
Okay. About 23 years ago, I quit my job at Sunshine Biscuits and bought a neighborhood bar in Salisbury Township right up the road here on Susquehanna Street. It was called the Farmington Grill. We renamed it called the Trapper's Pub. 5 years after that, somebody wanted to buy it, so I sold it. And then Trinkle's Citronia Seafood Restaurant came on the market. The neighborhood bar business is kind of tough at the late hours. I don't mind long hours, but the late hours wear thin on you. So I decided to take a shot, and we got a deal to buy Trinkle's, renovated it, and opened it up as Grill 3501 on actually November 13, 2001.
So 17 years ago?
17 years ago yesterday. The rest is history. We try real hard, and then that's it. That's how I got into it. And I had no experience in the restaurant business. I just basically wanted to be my own boss. Shortly after we took over, I met my partner, John Pucanis, who's the executive chef and the mastermind behind the food at Grill 3501. And he came on board there. And we're moving on to Zest in the South Side.
So you wanted to be your own boss, so you chose one of the easiest industries to ever get into, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a stretch. The only thing I knew about bars at the time, I'd like to hang out in them. That's about it.
So I know when you opened, and even still now, Grill 3501, you describe it as upscale casual. And I know when that opened, there weren't a lot of restaurants in that category. You were either in the diner or kind of fast food category, or there was really kind of jacket and tie upscale. So tell me about kind of getting in that category and how that category has evolved over the last 17 years.
Well, that was actually where we started. At that time, the only places and I'm not slighting anyone, but you had the Federal Grill
right
in Allentown and the Apollo.
Apollo, right.
And I'm from New York City, and we wanted to bring a little bit of the big city dining into the Lehigh Valley. My partner was already a master, in his craft. He was ahead of the game, and so that's how we started. And since then, I mean, obviously there's a lot more choice in the Valley. You got to stay up with the times. You know, there's a lot of competition, but we feel that we've maintained our little niche. We continually put back into the restaurant. We opened a few years ago the Loft, and I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the Loft. It's our little indoor-outdoor area. It's a little more lively, but we can open it up, open air. That's basically what happened there.
Greer, tell us about what the Loft has done for Grill 3501. It's been 4 years now since it's opened, right?
Sure, 4 years, right around Labor Day weekend. I've worked in other restaurants, and right around the 10-year mark is oftentimes when restaurants tend to lose their buzz. You know, whether it's a lease, you know, for whatever reason, everybody wants the next best thing. So what the Loft did for us, which was pretty incredible, is, you know, we needed an update. We had just refaced the inside main dining room, which is the original side of the dining room, which was, in fact, Trinkle's. But we needed something more, and around the same time that other restaurants were popping up close by, we basically were able to stay competitive and add a new addition, which kind of created that more casual, more lively space, almost a gathering space where there's a bar in the center, and it definitely has a little bit more of a come-as-you-are feel. And staying with the trend with these open air, these doors that can slide open. And what it did was it allowed us to be competitive in the market and add something new. Now, that's really hard when you have loyal guests who love you just as you are, to try to evolve and make it into something new without disrupting that original side of it. Is difficult, and that's what it did for us. So it allows basically these complete opposite spaces to capture whatever somebody wants, whether that's something more intimate inside in the original side of the dining, which tends to have a bit more of an upscale feel, or if you're just kind of interested in sharing some appetizers or doing a full four-course dinner, but in a more casual atmosphere, you would choose the loft.
Let's talk a little bit about the food that people could expect at Grill 3501 before we talk about Zest. What's the menu like? What sort of items are on there?
Did you want to talk about 3501
first? 3501 first, then we'll get to Zest.
Sure. So, you know, one of our reasons for success is we really aren't trend searchers. We look for things that are basically what everybody wants, and we have 17 years under our belt to have figured that out. So we have filet, there's lobster, there's salmon, of course. We offer Chilean sea bass. If something that we have to take off, you know, if there's something that the market changes for price reasons, the Chilean sea bass is a good example. And we take that off because we want to be approachable for price point. But everyone says, hey, we love that fish. We want you to have it. We'll pay for it. We put it back on. So we have that sort of experience behind us to be able to tell what people are looking for, but we also try to make sure that there's something for someone who wants a bit of a challenge. So for instance, on 3501, you're going to see ostrich, you're going to see grilled octopus, you'll see veal cheeks, but you'll also see those favorites such as, you know, chicken, or if you go to the bar and you say, hey, do you have a burger tonight? You know, it's Tuesday, we just want something casual. The bartender will say yes. You're not going to see it on a menu, but in that loft bar, you know, we're looking to give people what they want. That's going to carry over to Zest. So we do have the same chef owner that we've had since a year after our inception, in 2001.
Less than a year.
Okay. Yep. So really since the beginning, and his food style will be the same in Zest. So you will see some Asian influence. There's a lot of Asian influence, actually, which I think is what sets us apart a little bit. But it's new American. So you'll see filet, and you'll see a veal chop. You'll see pork cheeks, which is kind of one of those interesting factors that we have on there. But in the beginning, we struggled a little bit with how much of our existing brand to bring to Zest. Knowing that we had such a good thing going, but we didn't want it to be stale either. We want to offer the South Side something new. So we chose just very selectively our top favorites, a couple of appetizers. You know, we'll have the filet over there, some of those things that people would really come to expect. But we're also going to change it up and offer something basically brand new as far as all the presentations. It's going to be seasonally based, changed fairly often with the seasons. But really, we are looking to bring just exactly the type of dishes that people would expect from 3501 in a different style.
So Zest, it's on the corner of 3rd and New Street, right across from the Fahey Bridge. It's on the 6th floor too, right?
Top of the building.
And as far as I can tell, that's the highest elevation restaurant in the valley in terms of building height. I mean, I know you have some on mountaintops like out at Blue Mountain and things like that. What does that add to the atmosphere? What do you hope to create in terms of atmosphere and feel inside the restaurant?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that it's unique in the sense that you are up so high and dining in a cool space. You definitely have really unique views of, like you said, it's right over the Fahey Bridge, so you can see the traffic going back and forth all day. You have the old steel stacks in to the east, so that's a really cool view as well. And I definitely think they'll be able to have like certain special events up there, whether it be like the fireworks or something like that. That'll be a really cool venue to have them at.
Yeah, like New Year's Eve. We can't swear we'll be ready by then, but that's like would be a huge thing for us. You know, we want to do like a special dinner up there, fireworks, New Year's Eve. At the top of the South Side. I mean. So it's almost like it's on the rooftop. It's the top floor. We have the terraces up there where we have outdoor dining. We also have part of the terrace that they're actually under construction now. They're finishing it up. We have like the stadium doors that they have at the in the private boxes where they open up, so it'll be open air. you know, we're really excited about it. It's a unique venue. We're trying to bring a unique product to the south side of Bethlehem. We have the, you know, the almost 600 car parking deck. We have a bridge that connects from the parking deck right into the restaurant. We're going to validate people's parking passes, so we will be free parking when you're at Zest. It's not a lot of money, but people are coming. We want to take care of them. So we have like a lot of things going on. We would get touching back to bringing some of the grill, and maybe I'd let Anthony touch on it with even with our cocktails. Maybe you could talk about the cocktails and the if it ain't broke section you came up with.
Yeah, so
I gotta hear about this.
Yeah, no.
Excuse me. So when we were going over what we wanted to do, I kind of took over the cocktail list and got that started. Beginning to start it, I thought that we have a few drinks that from Grill 3501 that are super popular, and you know, if it's not broke, why do you need to fix it? So that's a little section on the cocktail list. It's called If It Ain't Broke, and then it's our four top selling martinis from Grill 3501. So our espresso martini is on there, cucumber mint, and then of course then you have the French pear, and then of course the 3501, which also we hope, you know, spurs a little conversation for someone that might be going to Zest that isn't familiar with Grill 3501, you know, saying, hey, what's the 3501 to the bartender? And, you know, and then they find out about it and, you know, maybe visit there too. So
sounds like a great idea to tie both restaurants together. So we have about a minute left. Talk about the decision to go in the south side of Bethlehem. I mean, it seems like there's a burgeoning food scene there with beer, distillery, good coffee places, good restaurants, really, you know, good ethnic places. Why do you think that's going to work for you?
The location, I think, is awesome. The South Side's the place to be. I've said that before. You have Dennis Benner is the owner of the building, and he actually came to Grill 3501 and says, what do you think about doing another restaurant? At the time, we hadn't even considered it. Talked to, you know, my family, talked to my partner, John Buchanan. Everybody said, well, let's think about this. So we went, we saw it. It was all about the location, the convenience to the north side, 378 South 4th Street, 3rd Street, everything converging with the parking and the beautiful building and being on the top with the views like no other. That's pretty much it. And the demographics were done. You know, already the area is, you know, it's growing. We have the Chris zone in there. There's a lot of different developing going on, whether it be housing, Lehigh University, other businesses coming into the area, trying to revive the South Side, and it's working, it's happening.
Well, I'm excited to head up to the sixth floor sometime when it's open and check it out as soon as I can. But John, Anthony, and Greer, I wish you all the best for success there, and I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.